This is a content warning. All episodes of Mysteries Unknown may include foul language, fantasy violence, blood and gore, and worst thing of all, sexual content. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, it's Speedy, aka Chode from the Eldritch Buds. Last year, three members of our podcast, Connor, Scott, and I, took part in a Halloween one-shot where we had a blast causing classic Eldritch Bud shenanigans using the City of Mist system. Hunter, the MC of this podcast and friend of the show, has gone back and remastered the one-shot for your listening pleasure. So if you haven't listened before or you want to listen again, please enjoy this Mysteries Unknown Halloween special, A Nightmare on Eldritch Street.
Halloween listeners, and welcome to the special episode of Mysteries Unknown. In this case, we are calling it Eldritch Mysteries Unknown Buds, as I have a very special set of guests with me. I will try not to fanboy here, as I've been listening to these guys for a while, and they've been doing a great podcast. I have with me three-fifths of the Eldritch Buds podcast crew today, starting with...
You've got Connor, the Dungeon Master and overall coolest guy on Eldritch Buds.
We also have...
Scott, the objectively most handsome of the audio-only podcast.
Well, and who do you play?
Oh, I play Cambrio. I also forget things.
Yes, and then we also have...
Speedy, I play Chode, and I also am the editor for Eldritch Buds.
Unfortunately, our other beloved players, Josh and Wills, could not be with us tonight, but we know that they are with us in spirit, and they will definitely listen to this podcast once it's finally released, if I get it edited fast enough. All right. So, today's case, we are doing a very special Halloween one-shot, which we have all named A Nightmare on Eldritch Street. Are you gentlemen ready?
Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
Ready to get spooked.
All right. For those of you who aren't familiar with City of Mist, it is a city surrounded by this mysterious purple mist. But this mist hides both the superstitious and the paranormal. So you can look at the milkman going down the road, and all of a sudden, he's the bent, stretched-out form of the crooked man. The teller at your bank may just happen to be the incarnate of Queen Cleopatra herself. You never know what you will find here in the city. But this story does not take place in the city. We cut to a little suburb that's outside the city. A small, quiet little neighborhood area. It's Halloween, and all the kids are out trick-or-treating. We see a gorilla in one of those funny exercise suits. He's skateboarding, holding a giant stuffed banana. There's a guy in a werewolf costume carrying a boombox, playing some 80s hard rock music. And everyone's just kind of just walking around, hanging out, having a good time. Down the street, there's a local teenage party going on where they're probably just getting trashed to high heck, for all they know. And then we cut to our three main characters of the story. As they are at of the age, which this would be their last year for this trick-or-treating magic to happen for them. Connor, introduce your character to us.
Hello, everybody. My name is Adam Adams. I am a shy, quiet, geeky nerd who is kind of overshadowed by his more popular brother. Don't have too many cool things that I like to speak of. I, you know, kind of just spend my time looking at bugs and just chilling out.
Hey. And with you are the other two compatriots. Scotty, introduce your character now to us.
All right. My name is Thomas Bass. By my last name, there's nothing I love more than just slapping those skins. I always got my drumsticks with me, just tapping out a beat. You might notice I'm constantly in my uniform of jean shorts, tank top, hairband. And I just shred. I'm just always walking around, tapping out rhythms, tapping into kind of that natural music, finding the flow of things, and just grooving along.
Right. And before we continue on, Connor, what costume is your character wearing on this Halloween night?
Yeah, I should go and, I should explain that a little bit. So it's a mix of, like, old school Count Dracula with, like, the slicked forward widow's peak and, like, the, you know, ruby amulet with the big collar. But also, Adam really wanted to be a raccoon. So underneath the vampire outfit, he's wearing a, like, full furry raccoon, almost like mascot outfit with his, you can see his head. Like, there's a hole for his head. So he's a raccoon vampire.
And Scotty, what is your character dressed up for Halloween as?
So the problem with Thomas's Halloween costume is it's actually very similar to how he dresses in real life, because he's going as Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. But he spends a lot of his time dressed, so he just more so changed his hairband from a red one to a blue one, and he's ready to go.
Right. And the last character of the night, Speedy, give us that introduction.
So, he is a very tiny, kind of stout kid. He is the older brother of Adam Adams. He looks a little hairier than what a normal kid would be like at age 12. And he's got a whole bunch of, like, little scars kind of nicked all over him. And he is in a giant robot costume. So he's got, like, a robot head on. He kind of, it's similar to how, like, Eric Cartman looks in as Osimo in South Park. He's very cardboardy and painted, and he's just walking around.
All right. I love that description. It's picture perfect in my head right now. That's what I love about this game. So, the three of you are all just kind of entering this neighborhood area. You're about to start going door to door to get your fill of the candy for the Halloween time. Do y'all talk about anything before y'all get started?
Yeah, I'd like to look at my older brother, and I'd like to say, so, Logan, what are you supposed to be, anyway?
I'm a robot.
Oh.
Haven't you seen a robot before?
Oh, rock and roll, dude.
Yeah, he gets it.
I mean, yeah, cool. So, like, you're pretty much like the stereo, like the boombox for Tommy Lee?
Think of, like, from, like, Rocky. What are those robots?
Oh. Yeah, you're a boxing robot. Cool.
Yeah.
That's the cardboard. Boxes? Boxing? I get it. Yes. That's great.
This is why we're brothers.
Do you mean the robot from, like, Rocky 2, where he's just, like, super rich later on? It just has,
Rocky
like, a...
Rocky
3. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Thomas, at this point, is actually fiddling with the final part of his costume, which is a very over-the-top, like, drumline-esque harness with a single snare drum attached to the front of it. So he's just doing all his little clips and buckles and trying to get it on, and it just sort of doesn't go with the vibe of Rockstar, but it's the only way he can get his drum around.
I just have to say really quick to all the listeners out here, since y'all can't see it, I am dying laughing on this side, because I am easily picking up the little inside jokes that are going in, all the references these guys are making, with how intent I've listened to these guys' shows. So, just pointing that out, I'm just loving this already right now. So, as you guys start to go from house to house, we're going to do our first roll of the night for all three of y'all. I'm going to have you all roll convince, and we'll see what kind of treats and goodies that y'all will get for these first couple houses.
That would be a 9 for Adam Adams.
All right.
Not to step on your toes there, I think it's a 9 for Thomas Bass and a 10 for Adam Adams there.
That's right. We both
one of us wears glasses.
I got a 7.
Awesome. So Connor, your character, Adam Adams, he gets a couple good handfuls of. What would his favorite candy bar be?
His favorite candy bar would actually probably be not a candy bar at all, but a caramel apple. That's probably his favorite thing that he'd be looking for.
People dish those out on Halloween?
Couple handfuls?
So the first house the first house the three of y'all go to, instant caramel apples right off the bat.
What?
Yes.
And if you all go a couple other houses, you also get a king-size bar of, let's say, a Nate Duth. We'll call it a Nate Duth. A Nate Duth bar.
Wow, okay, great. That's my favorite baseball player.
And then you also get, like, you get the three lacklusters. You get the Pieces Reese's cups. And then, unfortunately, since two of our players rolled mixed successes, even though, Connor, your character got a good amount of candy, the other two, unfortunately, got a rock. Bringing in that Charlie Brown humor.
I love rocks.
I was just gonna say, man, it perfectly fits my vibe. Fuck, I freaking love rock.
I can punch him and get stronger.
Logan, these lackluster bars remind me, did you return the VCR of You, Me, and Dupree?
No. Oh. I haven't finished watching it yet.
Oh, okay.
Dupree came out in like 2008. It's an Owen Wilson movie.
It's a good movie.
It's like the 80s version that was on VHS at the time, and then fast forward 2008, it's a remake.
Yeah.
It's like City of Mist, Lemony Snicket the timeline, one case.
You don't know what 80s it is. Maybe
the City of Mist. 2080s, UB and Dupree is a classic, and VHS is back.
No, for the record, I will go on record as I have the very first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man on VHS still to this day. I got it for my birthday, and I refuse to part with it, so.
That's awesome.
Do you have a VHS player?
No, unfortunately. And I have
I'm in a similar problem with the cassette tape I bought.
And I have the other two Spider-Man movies, Tobey Maguire, on DVD. So, because it was right at that time when everything was changing. That was the thing.
But you'll never know where the story starts. It'll be like, it's like starting, it's just like starting at the Two Towers. Who are these guys?
Wait a minute.
Okay. Uncle Ben, who's that?
Hope we get a VCR at our next house that we go trick-or-treating at.
Yeah.
All right, if you're listening to this, send Hunter a VCR. Let's start GoFundMe.
The final house you'll go to before the next hit. You get a VCR and an old Atari system.
His address will be in the episode details.
To us, it's a new Atari system.
Whoa. What's this mean?
Would it be new in the 80s, the Atari?
Yeah, because I googled 80s toys when I was trying to be a Christmas guy, and that was one of the suggestions, because I couldn't do PS5.
Nice. Okay. So, yeah, y'all just start walking around, and you're all just kind of going forward, back and forth, trading the candies you don't like with something that the other person doesn't like that you like, so it's like, give me a little interaction with that. I just want to hear more of you guys just doing this.
Hey, lucky you guys got more rocks than I did.
Do you want to trade for some rocks?
Sure, you can have anything but my caramel apple.
Wait, Logan, quick. Do you want to trade rocks?
No, I want in.
No, this rock is heavier, but your rock just seems to sing a little more. And I just think that works out.
Got better vibration.
Tommy, pass me your rock for a sec.
Yeah, I do. That was a very open-hearted book.
I roll it back to him and I say, look, rock and roll.
Just speechless. I'm trying to figure
I do want that rock now.
But I want this rock now. Deal's off!
And right. As you all are arguing about this rock now, and I checked this up to make sure, Star Wars came out in about the 80s. So you see as a woman, maybe about a couple years older than y'all, the popular girl in school, just walking down the street in the white cinnamon bun Princess Leia costume. Oh. Little Miss Sally Mae.
Oh, guys. Do you think those are real cinnamon buns?
Let me see if I can smell them.
Do you go over to her and smell her hair?
Yeah. Excuse me, are those real cinnamon buns?
Oh, wait, are you actually going up to her and asking about her hair?
Yeah.
That's all right, a brave suicidal little man.
So, yeah, we all just see Logan walk up to Sally Mae, and she's kind of thrown off. It's like she kind of recognizes you, but isn't, like, that familiar with you. And you just straight up asked her if she had cinnamon buns in her hair. She just kind of gives you kind of, like, the one eyebrow raised perplexed look. And she's like, no, it's just the hairstyle. Have you not seen the Star Wars movies that just came out?
I have, but I didn't know you could actually do your hair like that. That's pretty cool.
So they're fake cinnamon buns. Awesome.
You just hear that from the distance, just Thomas going, ah.
Yeah, radical.
All right, cool. I just had to ask. Goodbye. May the Force be with you.
Yeah, and she just looks confusedly at you. As you just walk away back to your brother and friend. And she's just kind of like, okay. And just continues on over to where she was meeting a couple of her girlfriends to go to a party down the street.
Guys, they were real cinnamon buns.
Aww. Disappointing.
Her hair did smell nice, though.
Like, where did the spirit of Halloween go? You know, like 2 years ago. Remember when that guy put real corn in his hair? Now that's commitment, you know?
We need the passion back. Yeah,
that's the greatest corn hair costume I've ever seen.
I know.
My favorite show in Saturday morning's corn hair.
You did look like a freak on a leash, I'll tell you that.
I never got the leash. That was the weirdest part of that show.
As you all are just having this conversation amongst yourselves on the sidewalk, you suddenly hear, "Hey, leave us alone!" And you, as you all turn around, you see a group about four guys surrounding Little Miss Sally Mae and her friends, wearing these just cheesy 80s leather, not leather, 80s jean jackets. And like pants just with completely torn up, and they're just surrounding Sally Mae and her friends. They're just bothering her right now. They're just like, "Oh, come on, girl. Let us come to the party with you. We'll show you a good time."
What's going on over there?
Hunter, do they have costumes on, or do they just look like normal teens?
You can't quite see from the distance you're at. But if y'all want to make an investigate roll, I will be more inclined to possibly tell you what if these guys were in costumes or not.
I would love to.
All right, and if you're whoever's doing investigate rolls, you one at a time, tell me what tags we're going to use if y'all want to apply any tags to the rolls.
Don't know if I have any.
I'm going to save my power tags for this roll.
Okay, and if you roll without any power tags, you get a minimum of at least one either way, so.
I'll let the other two guys roll for it.
Okay, I got a 7.
I got a 9, and I'm going to add one of my tags, I think.
What tag do you want to add to it?
So I have the tag loves a crowd. So I just, it's just this big old group of people. I tend to kind of be at my best when there's an audience.
Love the crowd. Actually, yeah, I would say you see this crowd and you're just immediately like, "Oh, people!"
And you that's what I mean. I'm just like attracted to crowds. That's my environment.
All right. And so, what is the question you want to ask as Thomas is getting towards closer to these people?
Everything kosher here, ladies and gents?
And also, are they wearing costumes? Sorry, because I guess that's what the roll is for.
Okay. Well, since you roll a 9 and you add the one power tag, that makes it a 10, which gives you a complete success.
Nice.
And then Connor, if you have a question, you rolled a 7. It's still it's a mixed success, but the one clue you get, I'm going to be a little fuzzy on probably. So
that's fine.
So I'll go into Scott's question first, since he got the success. So as you get closer, so immediately off the bat, you see on the back of these jean jackets, they have these large embroidered like Halloween pumpkins on the back. with the words above and below, Laughing Jacks. And you see one, they do all wearing costumes. You see one that looks like a vampire, one that looks like a werewolf, another that has bandages around him like a mummy, then another one that looks very much like the Swamp Monster. But the thing that throws you off a little bit is they don't look too fake. They almost look real when you look at these guys.
What do you guys see? I can't see that far.
Boys, we were talking about the passion missing, and I think the passion's back.
Connor, do you have a question you want to ask?
Sorry, yeah, repeat me?
Yeah, because you got the mixed success, and you still get one clue.
So my question was kind of answered. Is it metagaming if I change my question? Because my initial question was, what costumes did they have on?
You can change it to be something else if you want, so.
Okay, yeah, so with my seven, I'd like to know, would I perceive why he's not wearing traditional raccoon vampire garb? I'm very confused as to why I'm not seeing.
A vampire. Yeah,
you just have no idea. That's basically it. You have no idea why.
I look at both my friends and I'm like, these guys have absolutely no clue what they're talking about.
All right. Now, hold on. Isn't Scott already walking ahead of the other two now at this point?
I turn to tell that to Logan, and as I turn to Tommy to say that, I notice that he's kind of off in the distance, so I guess only Logan heard me say that.
Should we follow Tommy?
Yeah, but let's stick back so that if there's any trouble, you know, we're at a little bit of a safe distance.
There's trouble, I'll get in there.
Okay, Logan.
So, Thomas, you walk up to this group where the guys are, the Laughing Jack crew is messing with these girls. And immediately, the werewolf-looking guy kind of steps in front of you. And he bares his very sharp teeth, to your surprise. And you can just smell how dank his breath is at this point. And he's like, "What do you want, small fry?"
"Sick jacket, hombre. Where can I get myself one of that fine garb?"
Now for this one, I'm going to need your roll to make convince to see how well you're going to rub off on Mr. Werewolf here.
Whoa, he's a werewolf? Didn't know that.
It's a werewolf costume for all you know.
That's a 4.
Uh-oh.
Okay. No power attacks you can use to try to save yourself?
I feel like I can do that. Is there a limit to my power attacks, or can I just recycle them?
So, rule on the power attacks
until I've, like, burned them, right?
You don't have to burn them. You can still keep using them, as long as you're not using for the same thing so much in that one scene. And usually, on the roll mechanic, you can add 2d6, and then if you add power attacks, you hit plus however number of power attacks you want, and it'll give you the total with that added number on, so you don't have to add it after the roll, so...
Okay, I'm gonna use 4 tags.
You would have, well, if you want to try to get to a mixed success, you would have to get at least 3 tags added on to make it a 7. A 7's a minimum for a mixed success.
Okay, so I'll just do 3 then. I'm gonna play a sick little drum fill. And I'm going to use my magical music tag, my powerful beats, and my breakdown to just try to change this man's opinion of me through music.
Okay, I'll allow it. That's actually kind of a cool idea, story-wise. So, yeah, you just start... Yeah, actually, you tell me how this looks right now as you...
Don't say the words Nick Cannon.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Please
Nicholas
don't.
Trebuchet. Oh, that would have been a good name.
Frick. Oh, that's okay. A good name. I love it.
So, as I'm coming up, I've got the classic drummer style going on where, like, one hand's inverted and I'm holding the stick upside down. And it's just like a little kind of army roll as I'm walking up. Like, it's just in the back. Like, it's constant. And as I'm just introducing myself, suddenly it starts doing like a little, like, get a little rim work in, like the little clicks and clacks. And it's just like, and then I just, like, finish and do the little twirl with my sticks and get them both in one hand somehow.
Ooh.
Okay, so because of his big success, the werewolf looking guy, he still has like the tough guy pose going on. But the look on his face kind of shows that he's kind of impressed by what you're doing right at the moment.
A little bit.
He's kind of like
he's bouncing to the beat.
Like he's got the serious face, but he's like kind of just bobbing his head to it a little bit. And then now all the others turn their heads towards looking at you now, Thomas. And you hear the vampire guy go, "Johnny, what? Who's this punk right here just messing with you?"
Oh, I love being called a punk. It just makes me feel thrashy. So I'm just like that. I'm Thomas. Is that was directed at me over here? Six still going, by the way. Just raps another little beat. Yeah, they all right over here, gents?
Like, you hear the swamp monster looking guy kind of... And it's weird, like, his voice kind of sounds like it's full of water. And it's like,
"It's my business, get lost."
Oh boy, you got a phlegm problem, that's for sure. I'm just gonna kind of look over my shoulders, see if the good old Adams have showed up at all.
My thumbs up.
Yeah, y'all
back
are like...
Back where we were.
Y'all like 10, 15 feet away. Just like, good luck. And then Thomas... As you turn to kind of give the thumbs up back, I need you now to roll face danger. As suddenly the mummy takes one of the strands like off his body and is going to attempt to like tie you up with it.
Hmm.
And I'm going to say,
that's Connor,
Connor and Speedy, y'all can kind of rush in because you actually kind of see as this white mummy figure just kind of like just hit me instead of just... It's about coming up on Thomas as he's looking at you all. So, but I'm going to say you two just... So I'm just going to say as you two start running, you immediately turn around right as the mummy's just kind of right there and he just kind of stops because he wasn't expecting you to turn around. He doesn't know what to do now.
Okay, I'd like to jump in here.
All right. So, give me a go toe-to-toe roll.
Okay. Can I actually... I'm going to pitch you on something here, Hunter.
Okay.
Because I'm going to use my power tag, Turn Invisible. I'm also going to add on to that a power tag, Sneak In and Sneak Out. So what I'd like to do is, if you'll allow it, I'd actually like to take the action, Take the Risk. And what I'd like to do with that is, while invisible, sneaking up to this crowd... I'm going to try and grab one of the mummy's strands while invisible and sneaking and just kind of run, like if I grab it, run really far so that he just unravels and hopefully turns to nothing.
I love that. Before we do that, Speedy, did you want to do anything?
Yeah, if Logan saw that guy trying to attack Thomas, he would have went full blast at him to try and like also take him down. So I'll do the face danger one. For the roll, if that's cool.
Well, you're just trying to like just barrel right into these guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm Speedy. You're gonna roll toe to toe because they're gonna see you coming. Mm. So Connor will roll take a risk because what you're trying to do is very sneaky.
Yeah.
So and don't forget on the dice rolls, you can add the plus how many power attacks you're gonna use to it. But
yeah.
Remind me what?
Okay, so Connor, 2d6 plus 2.
What were the power attacks?
So again? I'm using Turn Invisible and also Sneak In and Sneak Out. So just two.
Okay, I'll allow that. Oops.
Okay.
I keep reaching for my mouse that's attached to my other computer.
I got a 7 plus 2 for a total of 9.
Okay, so that's still that's a mixed success.
All right.
And then Speedy, what power attacks did you want to use for your roll?
I'm going to use 3. I'm going to use Agile Warrior make it more dexterous on who I'm going to, so I can adapt if the mummy turns away, I can swing at somebody else. I'm going to use Mixed Martial Arts, which is a power tech from my Master of the Martial Arts training. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use Filled with Rage because I don't like people coming at my friends.
Okay. I'm going to make you use the weakness tag very reckless since you are just barging headfirst into this.
Yep.
Without real ID, so it's going to be a plus 2 to your roll.
Gotcha.
And you will get 1 attention for that, which I will also mark on my deal as well.
Ooh,
since you're using a weakness tag.
Yeah.
It's how you level up. Every time you use a weakness tag or you do something crazy special with that theme, you get an attention to it. And if you get 3 attention, you level up that theme, basically.
Oh, look at you go, Speedy.
Look at me go.
Woo! Double sixes?
That's a double sixes plus the 2 for a 14.
Woo! Okay, so what I'm going to do first is we'll go, as you both racing towards... Adam Adams turns completely invisible as Logan is charging towards, and Thomas hears the footsteps of his friend just coming like, and as all the four are looking at Logan as he is running at them, we see one of the little slips from the mummy cloth kind of lift in the air and just take off, and the mummy just starts spinning. But since you rolled a mixed success, you start running and take off, but when you look behind you, the werewolf-looking dude is now chasing after you.
Oh.
It's like a cat toy. It's just like a floating ribbon.
All right, and then... Okay, so the werewolf's chasing after Connor, the mummy's spinning around, the swamp thing and the vampire guy don't know what's going on. What's Speedy, what's your character doing?
Oh, seeing those two guys, he's gonna take off. He's gonna fly, like jump over Thomas. So he's kinda like use him as like a vaulting point. So he's gonna land on his shoulder and push off, and he's gonna clock the swamp thing guy in the face. And while he's doing it, if they're close enough, he's gonna also like kick the vampire at the same time and hit them both. And then like roll up and be like, I see other people want your cinnamon buns too.
Okay, so I'm going to change up here, because originally I said go toe-to-toe, but because of how Connor's roll did, it distracted the other two, so that will make this a hit with all you got roll. So you immediately, since you roll the power of 2, you're giving these guys like a 2 socked status. But you also get 2 options from the hit with all you got list. You can take cover or secure a superior position, which if you don't choose this, they can like basically counterattack in some way. You can get them good or get many of them, which you can increase your tier up by 1, so we'll be giving them a 3 stats instead of a 2.
Yeah.
You can control the collateral damage, which means, like, no one else gets hurt. You hold the target's attention, so, like, their focus will now change from whatever's happening to you. Or you can gain the upper hand, which gives you 1 juice, which follows the rules of the change of the game move.
Hmm.
And you get 2 options from that list.
Okay. I will hold the target's attention for 1 of them, so that they kind of turn and focus to me, and then I will also secure a superior position so that they can't like go on one of each side of me, so I'm kind of in a position where I can see both of them.
Okay, so hit with all you got. You automatically give him a status, so you give the swamp thing guy a socked 2 as you just punch him across his somewhat slimy feeling skin as you feel like your fists travel across his face. And you slide out of the way as you see the Dracula looking dude try to swipe at you with, in just a split moment, you see like sharp fingernails. And you just kind of just slide on the floor, and you're now standing like in front of Sally Mae and her friends, kind of like in this protective stance.
Yeah.
Okay, Thomas. Wait. Yes, Thomas, do you want to do anything now? As everything's going down.
Thomas has still just been drumming this whole time. And it's just going on, and then saw a lot happen around him. And so he sees though the werewolf taking off after his buddy Adam, and he sees the mummy kind of going after it, and he's going to try to finish sort of that disintegration because he did really like that jacket, and
the mummy's not going after the thing. The mummy's just spinning there as Adam.
That's what
Adam
I mean. So I see the werewolf go. I'm seeing this mummy that looks pretty incapacitated. I want his jacket. So I'm just going to start slamming out an even harder beat, and it's almost going to be like, you're not seeing like magical musical notes, but it's just like a big old blast of just like sound and energy as I'm going to try to just like sort of sonically overpower this corpse.
Okay, this is going to be a hit with all you got roll for this one as well, since this mummy is too incapacitated at the moment to fight back.
Okay. So it's how many tiers? Okay, I got to roll.
What tags do you want to use for the roll? Tell me what tags you want to use first.
So for the first rolls, I'm going to use three. I'm going to use powerful beats, I'm going to use magical music, and I'm going to use always got my sticks, because I always got my sticks on me just to keep playing. Flying. What the hell?
All right. And so, yeah, you can roll 2d6 plus 3 for that.
Ooh, well, I rolled a 3, so that's a 6.
Yeah, so you start beating your drum as hard as you can for the most part. But it is not doing anything. In fact, the Dracula-looking guy turns to you, and now he just looks annoyed that you're still playing your drums.
I gotta get it in tune. Just give me a minute. I'm gonna try to pretend like I'm tuning my drum as if that's a thing that could somehow fix this.
Well, Thomas, you now need to roll face danger as this Dracula guy is gonna lunge at you.
Ooh, Dracula. 7.
Oh, no rolls?
No tags?
You mean? No tags, I meant, yeah. I mean, you don't have to for everything, but...
Nah, not for this.
Okay, so it's a mixed success. You'll still get a stats, but it's going to be like a tier less than what it originally would have been. So you just kind of step back, but you still kind of feel his arms, his sharp nails kind of scratch into your sleeve, and you feel like scratch your skin as you leap back. So you get like a scratched one status.
Oh, cut your nails, dude.
Yeah. And okay, and now we're going to go back to Connor. We'll say now at this point, the mummy soon stops spinning. He still has his bandages. The mummy looking guy stops spinning. He still has his bandages on, but it's a lot less now as he's just kind of dizzy. I think actually, Adam, you're still invisible, but the werewolf guy is actually like, he has stopped because he saw the string stop, and he's like, yeah, he's now trying to sniff the air for you.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to... would you say that it is evening? Like, is it night out?
I'd say it's basically now dark enough to where it's like the sun's gone and the street lights are on and all that.
Okay. So I'm going to bamf out of being invisible, and I'm still holding this mummy's... piece of cloth. And I'm assuming that the werewolf is, 10-15 feet kind of away from me, and I turn and I'm like, hey man, I think we got off on the wrong foot. It's one of those, this is one of these crazy situations where like your friends were kind of being dicks to that girl, and honestly, if I'm being honest with you, that vampire doesn't really have the right costume on, and between me and you, I think honestly he's kind of being a dick about it, and I'm gonna try to convince him to teach his vampire friend a lesson. So I'm going to apply a few different tags here. I'm going to trick them into hitting someone else is the main tag I'm using.
Okay.
I'm going to also apply the power tag, have a heart-to-heart conversation. I also think I might get away with feigning innocence. I'm like, hey, man, we got off on the wrong foot here. So I'm trying to apply those three power tags to whatever this is.
Okay.
I guess it would be a convince.
Yes, it's a little bit convince, but I am adding the weakness tag, just a kid. So it's going to be a roll plus 2.
That's okay. I'm fine with that.
Which will give you a touch of that theme, though.
Oh, that's not very good. That is a 5 plus 2 for a 7 overall.
Yeah, so he's listening to you, but he still is like... He's still stepping towards you just little by little. So it's like you can see that he's like hearing you, but it's not like... He's not, like, ready to just turn on his friends just yet.
The raccoon looks too juicy to turn away from.
Now.
Bastard.
Where's y'all's bags of candy?
That's a great question. I probably would have dropped mine after, before going into the skirmish.
Yeah.
my pillowcase is hitched to the side of my drum.
Yeah, so I'll say, Logan, you had turned your attention now to the Dracula as he lunged at Thomas. The mummy's just kind of, the werewolf's now preoccupied with Connor. So Logan, in that time you turned away, the Swamp Thing guy got up, saw your old bags of candies, and grabbed them. And he just shouts out,
"Hey guys, I got the candy! Let's get out of here!"
And you see just kind of all four, the other three just kind of look between at the friend, to you, the friend, you all, and then they bolt. And the four Laughing Jack crew race off into the night.
Oh, they even had our mom's candy apples in there, Logan. Our mom's candy apples. The best ones.
How could they take my rocks?
Is Sally still on the ground?
She and her friends were just kind of checking with each other, making sure they're all right. No one was hurt. Unfortunately, Sally got her dress torn a little bit on her sleeve, but I mean, other than that, she's perfectly fine for the most part.
Okay, so I'm gonna head over to her and just help her up and like maybe dust her off a bit and just say, "Hey, so that was pretty crazy. I'm glad that you guys are doing okay. Don't know if you saw, they did take our candy, and it's kind of me and my friends last time trick-or-treating. I'm sure you understand. So if it's all the same with you, we'll just take like, what do you think, half your candy, three quarters, just as like a, you know, we saved your life type of tax, maybe?"
Convince on that one. It's like, you gotta roll for that one.
Yeah, of course.
No tags on this one. Straight up. That's a 7.
All right. Yeah, so she's just kind of looks at you. It's like, well, I mean, thank you all very much for saving us, protecting us. Those guys are jerks. It's like, yeah, they've known. It's like, maybe instead of taking our stuff, you could go to their hideout and get it back.
Fine, but instead of no candy, maybe you know where their hideout is and you could tell us, maybe?
Okay. She's like, and she goes, I've only heard rumors. I don't know exactly where it is, but I'm sure if you ask some of the other kids just kind of walking around here, I'm sure someone has some idea.
Thank you, Princess.
I turn around.
All right, who's the oldest out of the three of you in this group?
Logan's older than me, but I don't know between you guys.
Logan, yes. How old are you?
I will be, we're like 12, 11, right? So I'll be the 12.
Thomas is 14 because he repeated JK twice. So he's 2 years older, but just got held back twice. So this is actually his third last Halloween. So he's real upset, but he is the oldest.
Yeah.
So I'll just say, just for flavor, she just kind of gives you all each a little kiss on the cheek. And then for Adams, because you're smaller, probably, she just kind of lifts you up a little bit, kisses your cheek, puts you back down.
Violently blushing, but I'm like turning away.
Yeah, and then you see her and her friends walk down and enter a house for where their party's at.
That was the first nice girl I've ever seen.
That was only like the sixth girl that's ever kissed me.
No, you weren't at six. That's impressive.
Is there a lie mechanic in this, Hunter?
I'm just going to say, well, of course, look at your older brother. He doesn't believe you for a second.
Yeah.
Is there a lie mechanic? Because we don't need it.
I'll just pat him on the back, or lower back because he's taller than me. Be like,
it's okay, bub. One of these days.
I thought Adams was a little brother and Logan was the big brother.
I'm the older brother, but I'm shorter.
He's short.
Yeah, age-wise, yes, but I'm tall and skinny and gross-looking.
Does that mean that Sally would have had to pick Logan up to kiss and not Adam Adams?
No, she picked me up. She picked me up. It's canon.
She's Nick really Cannon. Strong.
Yes!
All right, so you boys now have a mission. End of part one. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mysteries Unknown podcast. The background music you hear is from the official City of Mist soundtracks made by Son of Oak Studios. The content warning at the beginning was done by Ryan Bravo of Odd Loot. Any other characters and content mentioned on here belong to their rightful creators and owners. My name is Hunter the MC, and join me next time as we investigate the City of Mist.